At midday today, some Americans attended memorial services for victims of Tuesday's acts of terrorism. Thousands gathered in Chicago's Daley Plaza. Hundreds more looked on from the windows of surrounding office buildings. Many waved flags. Traffic came to a complete standstill. On the rooftop of City Hall, which faces Daley Plaza, a police sharpshooter watched the crowd even as he saluted the flag. After a minute of silence, church bells rang. For a while, people seemed reluctant to leave the plaza, not sure what to do next. At another memorial service in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, 300 municipal workers stood outside of City Hall, along with community residents. Eau Claire Police Chaplain Jim Schaefer led the service.
Words swirl in the air around us. They are words of disbelief, words of anger, words of shock, words of despair. Mute these words with new words, words of hope, words of encouragement. Preserve for rescue those who might still be alive. Hold those who have died to yourself with mercy and tenderness.
At the University of Missouri in Kansas City, Dana Kaplan led an ecumenical congregation in a Jewish prayer. At the same ceremony, Syed Hassan, a professor in geosciences, spoke about how even in this crisis, or perhaps because of it, racism prevails.
Just yesterday, I was confronted by a group of white men who asked me how I felt about my buddies blowing up their stuff. I responded by sharing that I was hurt by it and didn't support it, and that I was an American. I also explained that I was not a follower of that religion or a member of that race. But that is really irrelevant, because regardless of race or religion, we should be united as Americans and support one another.
A memorial service in Kansas City, Missouri, one of many held around the country today, for victims of the tragedies in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.